From Spark and Anvil and ChemQuest, this is Fossa in Chapter 1 of the ChemQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Fossa couldn't quite hold still. Her tail twitched, her paws shifted on the polished wood of the workbench. Her quick eyes darted from a half-finished circuit board to a coil of copper wire, then to a tiny, intricate gear assembly. A small bronze flame charm, smooth from years of fidgeting, hung at her chest on a leather cord. It caught the light, winking as she moved. Fossa was small, warm russet and cream, and bright with energy. Her restlessness wasn't nervousness. It was more like a hum, a constant readiness, a built-in spark. It was her chemistry. Her family had been the spark keepers in their old village. They tended the communal fire lighting station, providing embers and small flames for any household whose hearth had gone cold. Fossa remembered the smell of ash and pine, the crackle of kindling. She remembered the urgency. A spark keeper who hesitated lost the moment, and the village grew cold. The one who acted quickly kept the warmth alive. By age 6, she knew energy was her family's medium. And energy, she learned, required restless attention.
She was 22 when she scampered to the ChemQuest Academy. Beaker, the headmaster, had asked her a single question. What is phosphorus? Phosphorus had stood tall, though she was still small. I sit below nitrogen on the periodic table, she had said, her voice quick and clear. I make 3 or 5 bonds. I'm flexible. I'm the energy currency of life. ATP has 3 phosphate groups in a chain. Spending the chain releases energy. I'm also the spark of matches, restless by design. Beaker had simply nodded. You are appointed. Now, in her workshop, Fossa began every first day lesson the same way. She flickered up to the front bench, a blur of quick, small movements. She held up the flame charm. It gleamed, a tiny, stylized fire.
I am Fossa, she announced to the new students, her voice bright. The chemistry primitive I teach is phosphorus, the energy spark. My move is 3 or 5 bonds. Plus, I'm the ATP energy currency, and I'm the match strike chemistry. I'm restless because I'm energetic. Both come from my atomic flexibility. She tapped a diagram on the screen. See here? Phosphorus atoms can make 3 bonds, like nitrogen. Think of it like this. She held up 3 fingers. 1, 2, 3. That's how we see phosphorus in simple molecules, like pH 3, called phosphine. Sometimes it even smells like garlic, which is a fun fact. Then she spread her hand wide. But I can also make 5 bonds. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's what makes me so special. This 5-bond capacity is why I'm the energy currency of life. A student, a quiet mouse with large glasses, raised a paw. Energy currency? Like money?
Fossa grinned. Exactly. Think of it this way. Every single cell in your body needs money to do its work, to make your muscles move, to send a nerve signal, to even think a thought. That money is called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. She pointed to a complex molecule on the screen. ATP has a special structure, adenosine plus 3 phosphate groups linked in a chain. Each phosphate group is a phosphorus atom surrounded by oxygen atoms. When your cell needs energy, it spends one of those phosphate groups. It breaks the bond, and poof, energy is released. ATP becomes ADP, adenosine diphosphate, because it's lost one phosphate. Fossa clapped her paws together, a sharp, quick sound. That's the spark. That's the energy flash. Billions of these sparks happen every second inside you. Every move you make, every thought you think, uses ATP. Without me, no biology, no life. She paused, letting the idea sink in. This 5-bond flexibility also means phosphorus is key in other places, like the backbone of your DNA. The sugar-phosphate-sugar-phosphate chain holds your genetic code together.
or phospholipids, which are phosphate-containing lipid molecules that form the membranes around every single cell in your body. They're like the walls and doors of your cellular house.
Fossa picked up a small sealed glass vial from her bench. Inside, a tiny piece of white, waxy substance glowed faintly. This is white phosphorus. It's extremely reactive. Above about 30 degrees Celsius, it ignites spontaneously in air. Old-fashioned matches used phosphorus compounds for their spark. This is not kitchen chemistry, kids. This is industrial grade only, handled very carefully. She put the vial back down. The spark isn't just a metaphor for me. She looked around the room, her eyes bright. Right now, in your body, billions of ATP molecules per second are spending their phosphate bonds to power your cells. That's the spark of life. A student, a badger with an eager expression, finally asked, "Is phosphorus chemistry hard, Fossa?" Fossa shook her head, her flame charm catching the light. "It is not hard," she said, her voice firm. "It is 3 or 5 bonds, plus the spark of ATP, restless by atomic design, the energy currency of life." Her flame charm winked again. The next ATP cycle waited to fire.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to FASA. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.